With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump wants to change just how the Census Bureau collects data. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president has instructed the Commerce Department to exclude immigrants in the U.S. illegally. Writing on social media, he said census data collections will be based on modern-day facts and figures and results of the 2024 presidential election. Donald Trump signed a similar memo during his first term in office. That measure was later challenged legally, with courts ruling that only Congress holds authority to define who is counted. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defending a new military action. Here's correspondent Donna Warder with that story.
At a news conference Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended a military expansion in Gaza, saying Israel has no choice but to finish the job and complete the defeat of Hamas.
Our goal is not to occupy Gaza. Our goal is to free Gaza, free it from Hamas terrorists. The war can end tomorrow if Gaza, or rather if Hamas, lays down its arms and releases all the remaining hostages.
Netanyahu insists that Israel has no starvation policy in Gaza.
If we had a starvation policy, no one in Gaza would have survived after 2 years of war.
I'm Donna Water.
Not your typical fender bender. Delta says one of its planes clipped another aircraft while pushing back from the gate in Atlanta. Airline says the wing of the plane reportedly made contact. Passengers were transferred to another plane and no injuries reported. Shares are higher in Asia a day ahead of President Trump's deadline for imposing higher tariffs on goods imported from China. Tuesday is the deadline for extending the China-U.S. trade talks. This is SRN News. Runners are preparing to spread the pro-life message.
From September 5th through October 25th, small groups of people will run along public streets from coast to coast in the U.S. wearing shirts that proclaim the message, Remember the Unborn. It's the brainchild of Dr. Patrick Castle, the founder of Life Runners. Participants will run 5K legs beginning in California, New York, Texas, and North Dakota, and converging on a single point in the middle of the country, tracing a cross over the nation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge has ruled that a new Arkansas law requiring public classrooms to display the Ten Commandments cannot be enforced in a handful of the state's largest districts. That's where parents have brought legal challenges that it violates the so-called separation of church and state. However, the ruling only applies to four of the state's 237 districts. This is SRN News. Former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says Democrats have an increasing anti-Jewish problem, and he questions whether they'd even nominate a Jewish Democrat for president.
There's a lot of anti-Semitism among activist parts of the base. It masquerades as being anti-Zionism or anti-Israel. So it's a real question. I mean, why wasn't Josh Shapiro picked as the number two on the ticket? They certainly would have done a lot better if they had.
And Talon says that President Trump has put Democrats in a bind with his common sense policies.
The problem the Democrats have got is if they come forward with some abundance agenda or some centrist agenda, Trump is already there. And in addition, of course, they're going to tick off their base that wants them to fight everything. So it's a real political problem.
More details at srnnews.com.